so much for we are what we are to hope for, how Christ is our hope. We are asking this question in a world, at least our own personal world, that sometimes seems to be so hopeless. Christ is certainly our hope in the example He gave us of how we are to bear up under God's visitations, whether they are physical pain or spiritual dryness or social estrangement. And the closer we live with one another, the more painful even the least estrangement can be. Or even perhaps open opposition. It may be from sincere people who for that very reason can cause us more suffering than people who are notoriously acting in bad faith. Our greatest suffering comes from those we love. Christ's patience is the model of what ours should be, even as in His case, to excusing the murderers who nailed the innocent Lamb of God to the cross. Christ is moreover our hope in the words of explanation that He went out of His way to give us as to why the servant is not greater than his master, and why we should be merciful, which means forgiving, if we want God to be merciful to us. If there is one lesson that Christ never tired repeating all through His public life and to the day of His ascension, it was the insistence that souls are redeemed only by suffering. That sins are remitted only by shedding of blood. And that man is reconciled to his Maker only by undergoing pain. This is not a gloss on the gospel. This is the gospel. Christ shed His blood. We are to shed ours. In body, if it is God's will, and in spirit, which it is always God's will. But Christ is especially our hope in the grace He is always pouring into our hearts to give us the strength we do not have of ourselves to cope with all that this Jesus is bidding us carry after His example. And when I speak of coping with what God sends us, I do not say the great trials of life, because we assume that if God gives us heavy crosses, He will also give us great grace. But even such minor problems as putting up with a person who talks too much or who acts on the impulse of the moment or the one with whom I work, I'm the perfectionist, she is not. Or the one who forgets to thank me for a favor I did. I don't know if you've ever made an inventory of the little crosses in a day. I have on occasion. And well before the day was over, in most cases, I would reach the 20s or 30s. Small humiliations, little stupidities, but they add up. Christ then, every time He gives us the opportunity, and it's many times a day, count them, there's grace. He then is our hope, because He is the almighty power of God, who lives in the center of our being, ever ready, and always at hand, God is at hand. What are we saying? He's closer to us than we are to ourselves. Ready to help us bear with the crosses of our life, especially with that notoriously heavy cross that we carry, which is ourselves. But, and with this we conclude, we must do our part. Jesus is our hope, indeed. But we must trust Him and not belie by our actions what we profess with our lips. If we trust Him, we shall distrust ourselves, which means we shall not worry, because worry is a sign of reliance on self to the forgetfulness of God. If we trust Him, we shall not be anxious, because anxiety is a sign of expecting self to cope with difficulties that only God can overcome. He sends them, only He can help us overcome them. No anxiety. If we trust Him, we shall not be sad, because sadness is a sign we still think we are somehow running the world, that is, the little world we occupy, whereas God is behind and beneath and beyond everything, that, as we so thoughtlessly say, happens to us and in us. Christ is therefore our hope, because He is our only source of joy. Now, during these few short years on earth, and then no longer our hope, but our glory in eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.